Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690 as we cruise throughout a Thursday morning, and it is time for our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening, and Denise York joining us once again. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Morning, James. Yeah. How are you doing?
Doing well. Another morning to get your stuff done early. It's in the cool of the morning, if we will. If we're going to call 83 cool, we'll make the best of it here.
Yeah, I mean, if you can.
Yeah.
Mine kind of, if I don't get it done in the morning, then I don't do it. But then it piles up at the end of the week, and then it's like an all day.
That is right.
Trying to get stuff done.
That is right. So where do we start here first?
I think we need to start with the CCC student move-in.
Okay, you know, it's hard to believe we're talking about that, but it's coming up.
It is, and that's going to be next weekend. It's August 11th through the 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Donna Chambers, in the last few years, has organized this through the St. Paul Lutheran Church. And what they do is she tries to get as many volunteers as she can to come down and help. As the students come to town, there's like over 500 that are in that dormitory. As they come into town with their parents, they have a little tent set up, and they've got cold water for them. They try to help them get in and get their stuff and show them where the campus, you know, where they have to go to get registered and all that stuff. So it's a great service that she's been providing. They do need volunteers, though. This year, Tyro Christian Church is going to help, and I think they are organizing the Saturday move-in. And Josh Davis at 620-515-4521 is coordinating that. So if you want to volunteer, help, if you want to donate some snacks for the students as they come in, and just kind of a welcome wagon for Coffeyville. So Donna's done a great job. St. Paul's is going to do the coordination for Friday, and they can use all the help they can get. And I think she's asking for people, if you have a dolly to bring that you can help get the kids up into their rooms and things, that would be very beneficial. So
absolutely. Yep. Always a busy time. And we want to help the newcomers to the community out.
Right. And it's a great time for, you know, churches to get involved and see all these kids coming in from all over, you know, the United States and the world. So, you know, give them a welcome.
Absolutely. Very good.
And then the big thing for this weekend is our vaudeville at the Midland. So
that's right.
I brought along a couple guests that can probably speak to it better than I can. So Wyatt Starnes is going to talk to us about vaudeville, the performances. And then Madison Bowman is here to talk about the after party that her and Annette Harbaugh have been coordinating, and to let everybody know what's going on. So.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. This is, what, number two now?
That's right. This is great. Keep it coming.
Yeah. So vaudeville is this Saturday, August 5th, 7 p.m. We're really excited about it. We are at a new location this year. Generally, we are at CCC, but they are under construction in their theater just like the Midland is. So we are down at the RMS Auditorium.
And the entrance to is on the east side.
Correct.
Cherokee Street, right?
Yep. They had some construction done in the last few years, so we've changed the entrance. It's on the east side. But it's a great show. It's kind of a variety show with different, you know, performers, kind of similar to the popular 1930s vaudeville shows. We've got Lindsay Goldapp, who is our, like, MC extraordinaire. She'll be back. We've got Mark Mayfield, Pete Walterscheid, Tori and Luke DeWitt, Cooper Smart, John Gray, the whole Euler tribe is coming. So we've got quite the show lined out. We're excited about it. Tickets are still on sale. Find a board member, head to the Chamber, Commercial Bank, Coffeyville Reawakening, or you can order online. That'll be open, and tickets will be available at the show. So you can get your ticket there, but we are very excited. This is our eighth show, so we loved seeing all the support for the Midland.
And as Denise has said, this is your main kind of fundraiser for operations
in
Midland, right?
This is our big operational fundraiser, so we'll take what we can get. I mean, we've got a big undertaking. We've got a lot of work going on, too, so that's going to ramp up. So, yeah, we hope everyone comes out.
Yeah, it normally pays for operations through the year, but now with the theater kind of ramping up a little bit, you know, the front of house anyway.
Yeah.
Electric bill's starting to go up a little
bit. I bet. So
just a little.
It is now air conditioned in the front, right?
It is, yeah. Absolutely, which is great when you walk in, but then when you get that bill at the end of the month, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's
well,
went
at
up
least
quite a bit.
It's an improvement, like you said, from the way it used to be, because it was the old system was all or nothing. So the
right.
whole shebang
the whole, yep.
or not. So
yeah,
that's
that whole,
gonna
that
help.
Bus back there, that's what they call it. Heater yeah. air conditioning unit or something.
Huge.
So, yep.
So that's still going to help, but yeah, the operation costs go up. So it's gonna, it sounds like it's going to be a really great show. And $30, right?
Yep,
for the
$30
ticket?
A ticket. And that gets you into the show and into the after party, which
okay.
is where I'll pass the mic over
Absolutely.
To Maddie.
All right. Like I said, I'm Madison Bowman. I'm in charge with Annette Harbaugh for the after party. And I've helped with the after party the last 2 years. This is my first year as an actual board member. So I'm really excited. We're going to have lots of good food and drinks. Indie Brewworks is going to be there set up, so that's really exciting. We'll have some Coffeeville coffee. Various bakers throughout the community have been so generous to donate their baked goods. And, of course, Sunflower Soda Fountain has donated some things, the Ville Pub and Grill. It's just a good time. If you have a ticket, I know the first year I went to the Vaughn the Ville, I did not go to the after party. And then I helped with the after party that next year, and I was like, I should have come. So please come, and it's going to be at the Reawakening headquarters, so it's just a really good time. I think I
and
said everything.
That's at 115 West 9th. Mm-hmm. And then it gives you a chance to interact with all the personalities that have been in the show. So,
yeah
if you haven't, you know, and if you haven't been, I mean, see the interaction between the Euler family is hysterical. So, I mean, that's worth the price of the mm-hmm. the show. So, mm-hmm. yep.
So you're saying I should bite the bullet and try to stay up past 9 o'clock then?
It's Absolutely,
gonna be
yeah.
It's gonna be
yeah. Well,
it.
There will be coffee there.
Oh,
so
okay.
It, yeah.
All right.
The Coffeeville Coffee Company is mm-hmm. providing
well,
coffee.
Well,
so.
Thankfully it's on a Saturday, so
yeah.
a little chance to sleep in there. So mm-hmm.
yeah, James, good. You've got to come party.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right.
It won't be a party without James.
No. Yeah, that's gonna be it's gonna be good. Well, I know we. I think most of us around here have tickets, so I think we're at least I'm planning on being there. So yeah. it's gonna be a good time. And,
yeah, it's a great chance to support the Midland, you know, and have a Saturday night out. And a lot of people dress up for it. You don't have to. Shorts and flip-flops are fine, but mm-hmm. if you want to, the board has to drop to dress up a little bit.
At least tux, it's kind of, or, you know, the bow tie. What
yeah.
are you wearing
here? Yeah, that's right. a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, at least it kind of gave us a dress code type, mm-hmm. you know, so.
No, that's great. That's some
theater
good stuff.
People, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of, yeah, like you said, vaudeville, over the top sort of stuff. That's,
right.
that's going to be good. So, yeah. Well, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to my first one. And like you said, there's lots of ways to get tickets, you know, especially if you're in Coffeeville. Just, you know, head on down to the Chambers. One, always an easy way to get really whatever information you need. And Chamber, a great place. So.
And I think the link's on Facebook if you want to get them online. So.
Okay.
Or just show up at the show, and I'll be sitting out front taking money. So.
That's right. Yeah, always just have $30 there, and I assume cash at the door is probably the easiest thing to do. So, yeah,
cash check.
Yep.
I don't think we're set up for credit card, are we?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Yep. So just do that.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
I know. See all these people not carrying around money anymore.
Right.
Come on.
I'm one of them.
Well,
so,
I always
yeah.
at least have some. You know, someone walked in selling honey the other day here. And I was like, sure, why not? So I had no one else had money though. So I'm like, see, you missed out.
You didn't get the honey.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna lend you any money.
So. or give you any honey, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So, well, anything else though we should know about Vaughn the Ville? Looking forward to.
I can't think of anything.
That pretty much covers it.
Yeah. Well, construction's still going on. We're
moving right along there.
The carpet should be in the hands of the layers today, is what I'm told. So once the flooring gets done and the bathrooms all come together and I think we're on track for that end of August.
Okay. Well, that's really exciting. I know you had a little bit of a hold up on the carpet, so that's going to be great to get that in and installed and everything. That's going to transform it right there.
Yep.
You know, it's always fun when you get to these stages in a project because it's all that groundwork that takes so long. But then finally, when you get these finishing touches here, it really comes together.
It's those little details that can get you, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, is that what we need or want or have to have?
You can't rush it.
Nope,
so.
You can't.
That is great.
Popcorn machine should be coming in here in the next few weeks, so we all have to get trained on that.
I'm so excited for the popcorn machine.
I guess we have YouTube videos we need to watch and a
I've already
manual to go through to pop popcorn.
That's impressive.
Yeah. We'll
just
see.
You didn't just run down to Walmart and get one. This is an official one.
Don't have one of those little Jiffy Pop, you know, things.
There you go.
Right.
Well, and while I have you here, I guess I don't know if I've on the board. Do you have any specific like roles and titles, that sort of thing? I wanted to ask you that, and I should have done that up front. But Madison, do you guys have like different, I guess, roles, or is it just kind of board members?
Well, so we have Lisa Sheck as our president this year. Jim Criswell is our vice president. Cindy Price is our secretary, and then Grant Hendricks and I share the treasurer's duty. And then after that, it's just our directors. We have committees, event committee, mm-hmm. which Wyatt is on. And then Madison, you're...
I'm on marketing and programming committee.
Yeah, several.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, and we do have an opening, I think, on the board. So if anybody's interested, let us know.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Some good
multiple
stuff.
Multiple committees with people on multiple committees.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's very good. And, of course, if people need to get a hold of you, Denise, what's the best way to do that?
620-252-5861. I Love Coffeeville. You can get to all the Facebook pages and websites that you need to if you just go there. It connects you with the city, chamber, Reawakening, Midland. So that's a one-stop shop. You can remember that one.
All right. Well, very good stuff. Vaudenville coming up on Saturday. Get your tickets now. And come for the great show and the after party.
Yes, looking forward to seeing you guys there.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, Denise and Wyatt and Madison. Good to see you, Madison. I'm maybe seeing you for lunch.
All right. See you later.
All right. Well, take care. All right. And coming up next, we do have Open Line. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.